Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson, Bright Lights in the Big City. We got a bunch of big shots, but you know what? Tonight, there's no Mets game, no Yankee games. We don't have a bunch of big shots. So I was looking around during the break. I'm like, all right, where do we start? I'm going to start with CC Sabathia. To keep it Yankees, because CC Sabathia is on his way to immortality, the Hall of Fame. CC Sabathia will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he posted a picture 2 hours ago. Car broke down on the way to Cooperstown. Anyone headed that way? I'm sure he's good, but it's got, you know, him, his whole family, his two sons, his two daughters, his wife. Hopefully CC is doing well. And I'm very excited to see, you know, his ceremony. I've never been to Cooperstown, and I was like, maybe I'll go when CC goes. But no, I got my own kid and my own wife and my own things to take care of, so I will not be going up there. But also, happy birthday, CC. His birthday just passed this week. And, you know, we can turn the music down a little bit. I was looking through Major League Baseball, and I don't want to give a big shout-out to someone that's not New York-based. But in Major League Baseball, you know, looking at the scores, as there are not that many games tonight. And I was just talking to Marco about this. Marco was like, you know, what about Ernie Clement? And I'm like, I don't really want to go to him. But Clement ended up with 2 hits, 4 ribbies. And he had a homer in the 5th inning, in the 6th inning. And I'm looking at the Blue Jays, and you know what I thought about as I go to the Blue Jays page? And the Blue Jays are about to have Anthony Santander switch hitter bobblehead day. And I'm like, Santander signed with them. And this offseason, we laughed at the thought of Pete Alonso signing with them. Remember that? Remember they were the like mystery team that popped up, the one team that might have offered Pete Alonso? Like, how much more dominant would they be right now with Pete Alonso in that lineup? Like, Vladdy DH today. And they do a good job as far as, like, finding guys to, like, you know, sub in, sub out, pinch hit. Will Wagner played first base for them today, but I'm like, still not off the table. They were interested in Pete last year. Now, I don't think Pete wants to go somewhere and platoon with Vladdy, but they're, you know, they were talking about it last year of a DH first base situation with Vladdy and Pete Alonso. If the Mets don't sign Pete Alonso, maybe Scott Boras taps on the Blue Jays again, and who knows what this year holds. But I know we looked at them as like the Blue Jays, they're bums, they're frauds, they're never any good. Why would he want to go play there? And now they're in first place and they're whooping on other teams, and they smoked the first place team in the Central. All right, it's wide open, for conversation. You know, I listened to Evan and Tiki, and on a day like today when Hulk Hogan dies, you know, I'm not much of a wrestling fan. I'm not a wrestling fan. I don't watch it at all. I was when I was a kid. I feel like when you're a kid, everybody's into it. I was never a big Hulk fan. I don't think I ever had any Hulk merchandise. I think the most I remember of Hulk was that, like, stretchy toy where you could, like, pull his arms. But, yeah, you know, I think I posted a video earlier about Fanatics Fest on my Twitter. And Hulk Hogan had one of the longest lines at Fanatics Fest. Not this one that just passed, the first one last year. Said his line was 50 deep. And I'm just always, not in awe, what's the word? I'm always amazed by people that have a presence where they can have a line of people, you know, just lined up, strangers that want to meet them or sign things. And then I also am always deep in thought. A week like this, where we lose Hulk Hogan, they say death comes in threes, Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show. I wasn't a big Cosby Show fan either, but of course I knew who he was. And then Ozzy Osbourne, you know, three people that have a lot of fame that people know, and shows you the world doesn't stop for anybody. You know, we mourn these people, and they leave a legacy, and you know, people can talk about them and write posts on social media now, and you know, they've affected you know, thousands and millions of people, but the world just keeps on ticking. Rest in peace to all three of them. You know what's funny? I was over at Bleeker Trading today. Shout out to Bleeker Trading. They're right around the corner from here at WFAN. I actually met them at a career day for some kids up in Washington Heights. And they're like, yeah, come to the store and, you know, check some stuff out. So I just kind of went over there and I brought my old cards that my brother and I used to, you know, save in the 90s. And I did a quick live. That's also on my Twitter and YouTube. And I had a stack of cards, and it was pop stars, rock stars. I think the one that I saw before we got through them, I think I saw Ringo Starr. I guess, you know, back in the 90s, I said, there were cards for everything. I was going through my cards. I had Batman the movie card, Super Mario Brothers the movie card, Power Rangers card, Aladdin cards, Tales from the Crypt cards. I'm like, man, we had a card for everything. Pokemon cards, obviously NHL, MLB, NBA, NFL cards. But I'm like, all right, they're like, this is a pop star collection, rock star cards. I'm like, go through there, see if we can find Ozzy Osbourne. And the last card we pulled was Ozzy Osbourne's card. I'm like, wow. I'm like, I ended the stream on that. I'm like, that's the cue to go out that way, end the stream. So, yeah, what a wild week. Open mic time. I did have a call that dropped off to talk about Hulk Hogan, but I did want to give some love and some credit to Evan and Loogie for, like, what a great job they did talking about Hogan, talking about wrestling. And when you think about wrestling, you know, and talking about Fanatics Fest, yo, like, WWE is just as big as all of these other sports, maybe bigger as far as fanatics and fans. Like, WWE could probably have its own convention. WWE has parts of Comic-Con and Fanatics Fest, the sports con. Like, where WWE is now, it's huge, and Hulk Hogan was one of the guys that paved the way, definitely on the Mount Rushmore. And what, you know, no matter what you think about him, obviously there were some negative things. Like, I tried to look through my Twitter. I'm like, did I post the Hulk Hogan video from last year? I'm like, no, I didn't post the Hogan video from last year. I think I put it in a TikTok reel. But then I started scrolling through my Twitter, and I found a tweet from Russell Features, and it says, according to Mark Henry, during an interview with TMZ, he offered to do a tour with Hulk Hogan of historically black colleges and law schools in America to explain what happened. And I think it happened 10 years ago. I think Evan pulled that like almost, I think it was exactly to this day, 10 years ago, you know, that tape was either recorded or released where we heard some terrible racist things from Hulkamania. But yeah, Mark Henry offered to take him on a tour of historically black colleges and law schools, and he declined the offer. To me, I thought that was hilarious. I looked through my Twitter, and I'm like, Hulk Hogan said, nah, I'm good, bro. Like, that's not what I'm trying to do. But rest in peace to him. And you know, we're looking for other things in the sports world. Something else I was just looking at and talking to Marco about is Marco did the update. Christian Wilkins from the Raiders. It's kind of interesting what went on here. So the Raiders have cut ties with him, and they're trying to get some money back from this guy. But if you remember, Christian Wilkins, the defensive tackle, came over from, I believe, the Miami Dolphins and was supposed to make this, like, ridiculous tandem with Max Crosby. ESPN writes, the belief is Christian Wilkins was told that he needed another surgery on his foot, but he balked at getting it. The reason the Raiders voided his guarantee was due to what they cited as failure to maintain his physical condition to play. So he had a foot injury, and the Raiders decided to release him just 1 year after he signed a four-year, $110 million deal. And, you know, they said because he didn't do his rehab properly. But I guarantee you they're going to fight that. I guarantee you his agent, his lawyers, they're going to fight that. Like, we're coming off of, I was talking about earlier in the week, Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M, who was drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals. And then Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, came out and talked about how what's holding them up is guaranteed money in the contract that they don't want to give him in the event that he gets arrested for doing something off the field where it could cause him to miss time. They don't want to pay him after something like that happens. But like, his agent is fighting for that. Kind of crazy. And there's a little more to that, but we'll get to the calls. I will sprinkle in the open mic, other topics in the NFL, in the world of sports. You guys can continue talking about the Mets and the Yankees. That's perfectly fine. Moose is in Jamaica on the fan. What's up, Moose?
You're Keith. What it do? So for what it's worth, I have a Giants point and a Yankees point. The Giants point. And you can give me your take on this real quick. Let's say Russell Wilson is not only a competent quarterback, but not only efficient in the red zone, but can move the ball and convert third and longs if the offensive line holds up, he being Thomas, right? Our defense is supposed to be not only significantly better, but we're supposed to have one of the best front sevens, front fours, whatever. 3-4, 4-3 rush schemes we do, third down, considering. Is it out of the stretch of the imagination? Not speaking this into existence. If I had that power, I'm grossly underpaid. But do you think we can win 7 or 8, maybe 9 games and Daboll saves his job? Because I truly believe in Daboll more than Shane. But Shane has hits and misses in the draft. I hope he gets better.
Seven games, I think, is like the high.
Okay.
Only because of the schedule, bro. And I know all this is in theory, but everything is in theory. Dexter Lawrence just came out and said, you know, everybody wants to talk about our defensive line, but we haven't done anything yet. Like, in theory, Russell Wilson still has it in there where he can turn back the clock. And, you know, in theory, the offensive line is going to hold up. Then guys get hurt. Then things happen. And like I said, their schedule is unforgiving. There isn't a break in that schedule.
Most definitely, Keith. I'm going to be watching every game, hoping the score is within one score or one touchdown entering the fourth.
Well, that's the plan.
10 games of this season, yeah.
That's the plan. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Moose. I'll take it from here. I talked about this last night. When you go out and get Javon Holland, when you go out and get Paulson Adebo, to add to Drew Phillips, to add to Deontay Banks, your secondary is different. Tyler Newbin. When you go out and draft Abdul Carter after the year before going out to trade and pay Brian Burns, when you already have Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon, that defense is got to be what you hang your hat on. That defense has to be solid. That defense has to keep teams under 20 points. And if that happens, you should be able to steal some games offensively because you have one of the most dangerous wide receivers in the NFL. You should have a good backfield between Singletary, Tracy, and Scadaboo. They should be able to run the ball if that offensive line stays intact. And then even your secondary guys like Darius Slayton, Wandale Robinson with an actual quarterback, who has played a lot of football, as I saw Darius Slayton today talking about, he's played a lot of football. It's easy to get on the same page as him. Like, Russ has something to prove, too. Russ and Sierra have wanted to get to New York for a while. Before they went to Denver, there were conversations on The Fan about getting Russell Wilson to the Giants. He's here now. And he's up there in age. But he's not done. Russ and I are the same age. I get to tell my Russell Wilson story. It's been a while. You know what I did? I didn't tell the story so that it would be new again. I stopped telling it so I could bring it back. If I ever get the chance to talk to Russell Wilson, I'm going to ask him if he still has that number 11 Miami jersey that he wore at UVA. I don't know if Tiki knows this story. Tiki definitely knows UVA and the way that their practice fields are set up, or at least they were back in, I don't know how many years ago this was, and I don't want to date myself. I already told you me and Russ are the same age. But Russ came to camp. Russ was one of the top recruits in the country. He already had multiple offers. Everybody knew he was going to have offers from the ACC. But the thing about Russ coming to this University of Virginia football camp, he was only there for a day. I think Ryan Mallett was there, and I think Ryan Mallett passed too. Rest in peace to Ryan Mallett. Did he die? Yeah, he did. Wow. In 2023. Ryan Mallett was there. Joe Hayden was there. Forget what other big players were there. Keith McPherson was there. So I was connected to Al Golden at the time. Shout out to Al Golden, who is now with the Bengals as their defensive coordinator. Last year he was with Notre Dame, but Al Golden was with UVA, and I was trying to get a scholarship from UVA. So I was down there working out, but I also was down there with other kids from Ocean Township. We competed in their 7-on-7 tournament that whole week. It was a sleepaway camp. We stayed on campus at the dorms. And I remember when Russ came, there was a buzz about Russ. I remember thinking he's not that big. He's not that tall, but he is, like, he's got a little bit of stockiness to him. And what I was most impressed about him, he was stoic, and he didn't say much, but he also didn't miss. Something that I was having something I was having problem with back then was like throwing at different receivers where you don't know their speed. You don't know, like, when you're in high school and you can throw some quick game and stuff, but trying to judge guys' speed, you got to be super accurate. Russell Wilson was super accurate. I felt like everybody that he threw to, he was hitting them right on the money. Everybody was impressed with him. I was in the same quarterback group as him. I was in the same. I don't even know if I shook his hand or said what's up to him. I think I was just around him. But I always remember that was the time I saw Russell Wilson, dangerous Russell Wilson, all the way back in Charlottesville in 2000-something. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Val up in the Bronx next on The Fan.
My man Fierce, what's good, King?
Hanging out, bringing it home. You know, the 5-hour sprint, fastest 5 hours in radio.
Bringing it home as usual, my man. I'm always loving this show, Dan. I got two questions for you, all right? Two questions. So this goes back to some conversation. The first question goes back to some conversations I heard yesterday with, like, contender for contender trade. If, like, for some reason the Yankees and the Mets sat down at the table together and were able to come to a deal. Now, me thinking about it, I know the Mets have a need for, or I've heard that it's perceived that they have a need for a center fielder. And looking at that, if we decided that we wanted to offer Trent Grisham, right, of the three alternatives they have at third base, which would be the one that you would want back? And then the second question, right, I know there's, like, an impetus from everybody, you know, and I hear it as far as, like, you know, to avoid the prospect hugging, you know, we all want to deal in the now and to chase the guy that you know, as far as the big trade that we need. And some people feel like they're not even really concerned with who they give up. All right. That being said, I'm going to exclude George Lombard from this conversation. Okay. Of the young prospects that we have right now, whether they're on the big team or they're in triple A, right? If you flip it the other side of those guys, which is the guy that scares you the most to get rid of because you fear that he might go someplace and become like the next big, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, Val, and we got to go to break. I'll answer this quickly. Mark Vientos, send me Mark Vientos. Right-handed hitter. They have enough left-handed hitters. So Brett Beatty, nah. even though Brett Beatty's been impressive. Send me Mark Vientos, too, because he's postseason proven. Like, we need somebody that's postseason proven. We need somebody else to help carry Judge Big Ass. So, yeah, send me Mark Vientos. Could you imagine the Met fan watching Mark Vientos help power the Yankees through this postseason? And then it's Spencer Jones for me, because Spencer Jones profiles as like a left-handed Judge Light. He hit three homers today. Can you imagine trading away Spencer Jones and, like, you know, he's on the same trajectory as Judge in a way. Like, he went to college, he's 24, you know, they didn't know how to really scout him or who to compare him to, and, like, he's coming into his own now. Can you imagine he's hitting 50 home runs in Major League Baseball, and then Judge is aging out, and we're like, see, we had the next guy, and you traded him away for Eugenio Suarez? What are you thinking? It's not going to happen. All right, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got one more break. This show is over in, like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes. So call me up. We'll be right back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
New Drizzy Drake. Well, not this, but coming soon. Coming soon, right? Drake about to drop something tonight. New Music Friday coming. Midnight, that means I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to be listening to something later. You're listening to Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Last call for calls. I'll take one more break in about 12 minutes. But yeah, we talked through our Yankees complaints and concerns and being fed up and disappointed with this version of the participation trophy Yankees. We talked a little bit about the Mets and how the Mets came out of it, and Lindor came out of it, and Pete Alonso as well, and how the Mets all was right in Mets land. They had great attendance, they swept the Angels, and now they go out west and they've got to continue to find ways to win and stay in first place. And the Yankees will host the Phillies this weekend, and I'm scared. I think they have the better pitching. I think they have guys that can hit, specifically some guys that can hit in Yankee Stadium. And if the Yankees boot the ball around, you're going to hear boo birds. You're going to hear hecklers because nobody heckles their own fan base better than the Yankees. Maybe the Phillies are close second. Maybe some of those Philly fans will come up the turnpike and come boo their players in the Bronx. It should be a good weekend. It should be fun. Day games, late games for the Mets. And, we talked a little football, but football's not really moving the needle too much. All I had to add was, the Jets dodging one with the dislocated toe of Justin Fields. He's just going to miss a couple weeks, but I think he put in enough time, when it wasn't mandatory, that he should be all right. And then for the Giants, they have enough characters now. What I mean by characters, like, they have enough good players where you feel like it could come together. Coaching, they're going to have to coach themselves to some victories, and good. Your coach's job should be on the line. They should have to coach and figure out how to win and not lose 10 games in a row, and I expect the Giants to be somewhat competitive, but there's only so much you could take out of helmet-only practices. It's not real football. We sent out some RIPs to Hulk Hogan, Ozzy Osbourne, with Malcolm Jamal Warner. Someone else passed, too, that I saw, and I was like, well, they're going to be overshadowed by the other guys, more famous. We talked trade deadline. Josh Naylor got traded from the Diamondbacks to the Mariners. They're kind of waiting. I said, can I get a Yankees update? Can I get some Yankees breaking news before I get out of here? No, maybe Big Mac will have that good fortune. CeCe Sabathia was the big shot of the night, as he'll be a Hall of Famer, inducted into the Hall of Fame. I can't wait to hear his speech. You know something I thought about? CeCe stopped doing the podcast with Ryan Rucco, R2C2. I used to listen to that podcast every single time. That was a good podcast. I wonder why they stopped. I'm sure they had a reason. I'm sure that was it the pandemic? I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to these calls. Continue to pass the time. Thanks for listening to my show. 888-808-1019. Gregory's down in Atlanta on the Fan next. What's up, Greg?
As usual, KM, love your show as always. And I love the bangers in between.
Thanks.
And you take a break.
Thank you.
Got about like three quick points, and then I wanted to get your take real quick. But I think the Mets don't necessarily need a power-hitting bat or anything. They just need a guy who scores up on the ball and hits line drives, extra bases. The Mets do not properly utilize their home field. And what I mean by that is if it's a pitcher's-friendly park, too many guys are – launch angling. We need some guys reminiscent of Jose Reyes. That's why he got so many triples. He was hitting liners, squaring up on it. And that's what I think was missing with this team. Maybe a Stephen Kwan could do that.
Not for nothing. You can't go from we just kind of need somebody to Stephen Kwan. Like, he's an all-star. I don't know if they're going to get him. You just need somebody better than Tyrone Taylor.
Agreed. Yes, sir. And the other thing is, I've noticed that to me, being a Mets fan and watching the team, watching every game, I've noticed that the best I've seen of Francisco Lindor, not the big moments when he hit the home run, was last year when he had his five-hit game where he had to be hit like maybe two home runs, maybe a double, two home runs, and a single or something like that. But he was hitting line drives. And I think this modern baseball, there's this overemphasis on launch angling. I want to get your take on that because I think that aspect of the extra base hit seems like it's lost. But once again, man, that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to get your take, and thanks again for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, I don't know. You need launch angle because they pay you to hit home runs. They pay you to hit extra base hits. You need to get the ball in the air. You need to elevate the ball. Or maybe you don't, because the Toronto Blue Jays can beat the Yankees by just hitting the ball in the infield and running hard. It's funny. Last week we talked about Alex Rodriguez and what he said about Volpe. He said Volpe needs to be the best bunter on the team. He needs to swing flat. He just needs to be a line drive hitter. He just needs to put the ball in play. And then Volpe's like, nah, hell nah, uppercuts. Here's three homers in like four games. I don't know. With Lindor, there are numbers that literally show you the Mets go as he goes. Whenever they show you the stats about, games where he homers, games where he has doubles, games where he has multiple hits, games where he has multiple RBIs, the Mets win those games. Games that he doesn't, somebody else got to get it done. The Mets are, liable to lose. So, you hope that Lindor has come out of it. He seemed to be in good spirits. Going on the road, I think, helps. Going on the road helps these guys. It kind of galvanizes these guys because it's them together on a plane, in the hotel, and it's them versus the city. It's them versus the other fan base. It's them versus the other team. And I think it's going to be a good weekend. I think it's going to be two good matchups. Giants hosting the Mets, Yankees hosting the Phillies, and both series have implications on the Mets. Yankees win, Mets fans for Yankees. Mets fans should be rooting on. If you're a Mets fan, come to the stadium. You're a Mets fan, come to the stadium in your Juan Soto jersey. I'll see you there. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay on the fan next.
Hey, good evening, Keith.
I'm
going to propose, I don't know if it could be happening, but for the Orioles aren't going anywhere this year. O'Hearn and Bautista, let the Mets go after them and let them give Vientos up, because the other two guys are younger, and especially Ronnie Mauricio. He's developing. I like the way he swings, and he's a very good fielder. What do you think about that trade?
Ryan O'Hearn is an all-star. I'm sure there'd be a high price for him. I don't know. I haven't heard much about Ryan O'Hearn being shopped or being available. Bautista, though, yeah. They definitely could send him somewhere for bullpen help.
They could use it.
Yeah, the Mets could be in on him. The Mets could be in on him.
Okay, I have one other point about my New York football Giants. What do you think their chances are this year? Think they'll win 8 games?
No.
It's
hard to win 8 games. It's hard to win. You got to stay healthy. You need a lot to go right. And so much has gone wrong. They have a lot of new pieces of the puzzle here with the Giants, but I just think 8 is lofty. Thanks for the call, Phil. Let's play the game. Like, the Giants could start off 0-4 out of the gate. And I hate to put that evil on y'all, because it's the NFL. We don't know how it's going to go, whatever. But just in theory, going off of the rosters from last year, and Jalen Hurts told y'all last year is over, but like, you got to go down to D.C. and deal with the Commanders. Yes, not the Redskins, not the football team. They're the Commanders now, and they're going to be the Commanders. And they have the worst name in the NFL, the Bum-manders. I wish they were bums, but they're not bums. Jaden Daniels is for real. I hope he has a sophomore slump. But like, the Giants got to go down there and deal with a team that was in the NFC Championship, a fan base that is revitalized, a new ownership group that is doing all the right things. They're adding to that team. They're not done. The Commanders, I'm blanking on. They added talent this year. Not Debo Samuel. They added. Did they add Laremy Tunsil? Now I gotta find it. I'm pretty sure they did. They added somebody else that I was like, yo, I can't find it right now. But the Commanders are a good team. They added Laremy Tunsil, Debo Samuel, Bobby Wagner's already there. Sneaky pickup. Former Dallas Cowboy who retired and unretired, Michael Gallup. See if he's got anything left in the tank. Then, speaking of the Cowboys, like, the Giants start their season off on the road at that. You got to go to Dallas. Dallas now has a tandem of CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. Like, your DBs are going to be tested. And the Commanders better make Scary Terry happy, Terry McLaurin. They better figure that out with him. But okay, once the Giants come home, guess who the Giants have to start their two home games with? They have a primetime game, 8:20, against the Kansas City Chiefs, Pat Mahomes and those guys. They have a bunch of receivers you're going to be chasing around. And then the Chargers, don't sleep on the Chargers. Harbaugh's second act with these guys. They drafted a running back. They signed another running back. I just saw they signed Nyheim Hines. I think the Chargers are going to take a step forward this year, second year with Harbaugh at the helm. You could start off 0-4. Where are the wins coming? The Saints. Okay, you can go down to New Orleans and beat the Saints. But you know what they did? The trick that the NFL played on the Giants this year that's not right? In October, you got to face the Eagles twice. In the middle of the season, you got to face Saquon twice. They're not calling the dogs off in those games. They're not taking him out early in those games unless it's a blowout. Unless it's a blowout.
I think the Giants are low-key in decent shape, you know?
We got to start saving everybody's talk now.
I'm just saying, I think really because it's all on Daniel Jones. The lack of Daniel Jones, real talk.
The Colts season is on Daniel Jones.
Oh, yeah, they're toast. They're finished. But the lack of Daniel Jones, to me, just gives the Giants at least 3 to 4 additional wins this season just because the head coach, Daves, has a real quarterback now. His offense is quarterback dependent. You get a real quarterback in there, you can win about 6 or 7 games.
Russ is old. He was hurt last year. I don't know exactly what he's
going to do. He got Pittsburgh to the playoffs.
Yeah, but they lost out. They lost 5 in a row to end the season.
Listen, don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's over. That's in the past. That's last year.
We all not Jalen Hurts.
But, bro, they give you the Eagles on a short week. Mm. The Eagles will come to MetLife Stadium in week 6 on Thursday Night Football. Why do they do that? And then you got to play the Eagles in Philly 15 days later.
The Giants are a bad organization, so they get treated this way via the schedule.
I know.
It just is what it is.
You had a lot of TV games. They're not putting too many TV games. But
the Giants
actually
are messing around and still that Thursday night game. I'm just saying.
That Chiefs game, too. That Chiefs game is 8:20.
Crazy.
On September 21st. That's Sunday Night Football.
That's an L. Lose by maybe 15 to 20.
Somewhere in the vicinity. You're going to get out-coached, out-schemed, and there's just like the Chiefs will have a couple games under their belt. They don't usually start out. It's just going to be tough, man. In theory, like the Giants got to be good to even survive the first half of this season and come out with, like, it's in theory. Nobody knows.
Yeah, for sure. But it's all on that defensive front. If they could get some pressure, they can make some things interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't wait for football. Football comes and we talk football nonstop, and it turns around so quickly because Thursday sets your fantasy rosters. Everybody's watching Thursday Night Football, and the week starts. And then Sunday it's all day Sunday night, Monday, and then reactions all week and getting ready for the next week. And it's so unpredictable in those first 2 weeks. They're really like preseason the first 2 weeks. All right, we got to take another break. My last break of the night. Whatever you guys want to do to close the show, open mic time. KM to AM returns right after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hey, oh, hey, oh, KM on the radio. Right back at it on The Fan in New York for the fans of the sports. Almost done. Big Mac's coming up. Big Mac's in the bullpen. He'll get y'all right. But Big Mac's not going to talk about the game. I don't know what Big Mac's going to talk about. But he's not going to go backwards and talk about the game last night for what? We already suffered through that. He'll probably talk Spencer Jones and trade deadline rumors and what needs to be fixed with the Yankees. I'll be listening. Maybe he'll get into the Giants as Ray just sent me this clip, because this is what I was talking about before, right? Shout out to Justin Penix from Talking Giants, a Jersey City St. Peter's Prep alumni. There's a video where he slows down, and I saw this video, but he slows down Abdul Carter blitzing in the A-gap and just abusing John Michael Schmidt, and it looks bad. It does look bad when you slow down like this. But again, there's no pads on, man. It's just helmets. But I mean, let's not confuse anything. Abdul Carter's a savage at every level. He was a savage as a freshman at Penn State. I don't think it's going to take him long to wreak havoc in the NFL. Malik Nabers was talking about him. Malik Nabers said, Yeah, that was one of the dogs we needed to go get. Like, looking forward to seeing him terrorize some offenses this year. James is in New York on The Fan in New York. What's up, James?
Hey, how you doing? First thing, I just wanted to start off by saying thank you. You used to get me down to school when I drive down to Coastal Carolina at about 2 in the morning. You did that late night show. Got me through that drive. But anyway.
No problem.
I'm no Giants fan. I'm a Bengals fan. Shout out Boomer. Got me hooked on the Bengals. But My brother's a big Giants fan, and coming from watching the 2019-2020 Bengals when we tanked for Burrow, as a Giants fan, would it not almost be better for y'all to go out and win maybe two or three games, but lose all those games by one or two scores? That top five pick, you don't have the roster for
school
right now.
No.
Hold up.
No. They lost 10 games in a row. They were the number 3 overall pick last year. Not long ago, they were picking 6. Like, they picked Malik Nabers after that year. They picked up. They don't want to keep picking in the top 10 of the draft. You got to win. This is the New York Giants. This is the New York market. They have, like, the number one TV market. Thanks for the call, James, and I appreciate you listening. The Bengals are going to have a good year this year. They better. I was already talking about Al Golden being there as a defensive coordinator. They paid Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. If you're watching Netflix and watching quarterback with Joe Burrow, they better figure it out. But no, there is no, we can't already start to talk about the Giants tanking and losing. You can't do that. Dominic down in North Carolina. You're on The Fan in New York.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
You mentioned Fields' injury, and I'm wondering, as you know, I was born in New York and grew up a Jet fan. Do you think it's time for the Jets to maybe consider changing their nickname or their team colors to break this curse? Because it seems like it'll never end.
I think they're trying.
The Jets makes no sense. It makes no sense because they don't play near Shea Stadium anymore.
Yeah, but they're pretty close to Newark Airport. There's still plenty of airplanes flying over there. But
maybe
yeah.
Different colors then. Teal and brown with nice white undertones and black accents. Something.
Thanks for the call. Teal and brown. They're trying to change it. They just made them a whole brand new locker room. They have AG and Darren Mooji. They're trying to change the mojo, but still the Jets, man. At least they dodged one today, but I mean, not really. Your starting quarterback is going to be down for a week or two. Out on Staten Island, Dave, you're up next on The Fan.
Keith, what's up, my man? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. The reason for the call, listen, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. You know, this season is looking real bright. We got George Pickens open up another dimension of the passing game. No doubt in my mind that we go over our 7.5 win total. Only problem is, Come on, Keith. Come on, Keith.
It always starts to look real bright right about now, and then it gets dark fast. Go on.
Listen,
tell me more.
Listen,
tell me more.
Of course, but here's my problem. Who should be taking the snaps week one in the backfield? What are you telling me who? Deuce Vaughn's going to be taking snaps week one in the backfield?
Oh, no. Hell no.
Terrible. They out of our camp.
No, hell no. He must be getting the reps in camp, but they signed Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams.
I'm saying they also Miles drafted Sanders and Javonte. I'm watching these camp videos. And these guys look like they're moving in quicksand. It's horrible.
Well, they aren't fast, but Jaden Blue is. Those guys should be.
Jaden Blue can't hold on to the football though.
Yeah,
every time Jaden Blue touches the football,
he's a rookie. But get him in the open field without too many people to touch him, and he should be able to go 70. And they're going to throw the ball. Dak is going to throw the ball 50 times a game.
That's what I'm saying. Noah, he should have an MVP season, in my opinion.
That's what they're chanting. I saw they were chanting MVP as he came out. MVP, I'm like, oh, man. But, yeah, it's Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders first. Deuce Vaughn is fourth. He's going to be behind Jaden Blue. And Dak is going to elect to throw the ball to CeeDee Lamb as many times as possible and then look for George Pickens down the field and also Ferg as well. They've got a good rapport. So they're going to throw the ball a bunch. They're going to run it when they have to. And they haven't had a run game in so long. I think any resemblance of being able to run the ball should work. I don't know about this defense, though. They need to go ahead and pay Micah Parsons.
Listen, we gotta get that contract done before camp's over. We got to get Overshawn healthy back on the field. You know, those two in the field is going to help us out a lot, obviously.
Yeah, who's in the secondary? Who's playing corner?
I mean,
Trayvon Diggs
is not ready. I'm not looking too happy about Trayvon.
Deron Bland is back this year. But, like, is he going to be the guy that
was
stealing the ball every...
Is Deron Bland really that guy, though?
I don't know. I think he just got fortunate that they tried him so much that year. He was able to, you know, like, set that record for pick sixes to the house.
Yeah, we also got to get our rookie, Ravel, healthy. The DB we drafted, we got to get him healthy. I think
Kalen Carson will get the Kalen Carson, the kid out of Wake Forest, who called himself the human seatbelt or whatever. He should get a look.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But this, I mean, it's going to be tough. Like, somebody's got to guard Terry McLaurin and Malik Nabers. And thanks for the call, Dave. Cowboys, they're going to be mid. They're going to be 500 team. David is in Clifton, New Jersey. My last call.
There we go. Hey, Keith, thanks for taking a call, man. I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate your show.
Thanks.
I spoke to you before, and I just want to bring up certain things that, like, I do appreciate what you do talk about. But it was Chuck Mangione was the fourth death, the famous death. It was a jazz extraordinaire.
Oh, okay. I think I did see that, and I'm like, oh, he's going to be overshadowed by, yes, it was somebody in music.
But, and nobody knows who's his name, but you know.
I saw it on Twitter.
You'll know his tunes when you hear him.
I saw it on Twitter, and I'm like, he's not going to overshadow Ozzy and Hulk.
He's right, but it's right there with that. And like I said, I've been listening to you for a long time. Big fat shout out to Jaws in the Bronx. Dude, the only thing I had a beef with you tonight was, like, when you talked about the robo-umps, bro.
What about
them? Umps? I'm not down with that robo-ump thinking, bro. Dude,
oh, we need them. Well, not robo-umps,
Think about it. Think about what you're talking about. The umps...
Getting it right.
The umps have the same culture as the baseball players. They've been there the whole time. So for you to say you're going to bring in robo-umps, you're eliminating that whole culture of the umpire.
That's fine. Artificial intelligence is going to eliminate a bunch of jobs. What I'm saying is it's wrong all the time. Like, if you watched the Yankee game yesterday, there were so many borderline calls, and then it turned into Matt Blake being ejected and then Boone getting ejected. And the guy even said, my bad, I made a mistake.
In the Met game. But to bring robo-umps to the game, bro.
I'm telling you, it's a fact. They have the automatic balls and strike system first, and then eventually they can take the
umpire culture, though. There's an umpire culture that's existed with the game.
Yeah, there used to be a culture of guys that went to Blockbuster on the weekends. That disappeared, too. It's just an evolution.
But they can't be there on the field, bro. I'm telling you, man. Dude, I love you, man. Thank you for your show, bro. I do appreciate you.
Thanks for the call, David. I'm just telling you, it's coming, man. I'm telling you that, like, these umpires are so bad and it's standard that, like, why wouldn't you correct it? You have the technology to do the challenge system, but then everybody's going to be challenging. And it's going to get to a point where, like, if we have this challenge system and we have the ability to see what's a ball and a strike zone that can move to, you know, each player's height and their strike, then why don't we just get to a point where it's something is buzzing? And it's not necessarily a robo-ump. Like, it's not like Johnny Five is going to stand back there. It's not going to be Alpha Five or I don't even know any other robots. Wally. It's not going to be that.
But R2-D2.
R2-D. It's going to be C-3PO standing. C-3PO standing behind Austin Wells or Francisco Alvarez. That visual is hilarious. C-3PO, a droid back there. Strike. Ball outside. What it's going to be is something in their ear immediately to be like, left side, ball, right side, strike, something to be like, ball, strike. Same way we have pitch com. Why can't there be something to communicate to these guys? And that's a ball. And some of these guys take forever to, you know, just call whether it's a ball or strike. We need it. If you can do all this Hawkeye, you know, technology and tennis and all this other stuff, it's too egregious. And I know, I think I heard Judge the other day talk about, oh, I like the human element. Like, yeah, okay, Judgey, you are somebody that would benefit greatly from robo-umps and the automatic balls and strike system. But I think that's it. I think I have to break because C-Mac has to come in at some point. Oh, we're going straight to the update. I probably missed my break. It's fine. So that's it. that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching on the live. Thanks for calling. You know, we started off very passionate and fiery about the participant era New York Yankees. But then, you know, we had some fun by the end of open mic time. And I'll see you guys at the stadium. And I'll be on tomorrow night, too. Go to the stadium, drive right from the stadium back here. And hopefully the Yankees win. And then we'll also have the Met game on during my show. So, yeah, we'll get back to baseball. And hope that both teams can right the ship. And positive vibes, positive energy as we wait for any breaking news from Major League Baseball. Jeff Passan on who the Mets trade for, who the Yankees trade for, as I hit refresh again. Yeah, I don't see anything. That's all I got. C-Max coming up now. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.